This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Bahamas, welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Tuesday, the 12th of September, 2023, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. Joining me in studio this morning is Mr. Mark Palmer. Good morning, Mr. Palmer.
Good morning, Erin. How are you doing?
Good, good. Now, get to my guest. You have to speak directly into the mic. You will hear the difference with the headphones on. Directly into the mic. Mr. Palmer, I have to say thank you very much for once again blessing us with a couple goodies from outside your yard. It is a star fruit morning.
Star fruit guava morning.
Okay. There could be no guava left by the time the show is over, sir.
They smell so good, though, don't they?
They do.
Better than potpourri.
Yeah, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. It's something you could walk out into your yard and just smell God's blessings on the earth. I want to say, since we're talking about blessings, happy birthday blessings to two of the funniest women in the Bahamas by far. First of all, up-and-coming stage star, comedian, musician, actress, artist, Vividly Val, Valine A. Roll, happy birthday. And happy birthday to Claudette Allens, one of the funniest women in the Bahamas. I hope you all having a very, very good morning. Mr. Palmer, I wanted to crack a joke, but I'm not ha-ha funny. I'm, oh, she's talking about politics funny.
Uh-oh.
I didn't catch it at first. But we can put that aside. Joining us this morning are guests from the Central Bank Sand Dollar Adoption Unit and a representative from SunCash. And today we are going to be teaching you how to top up your Sand Dollar digital wallet. I'm pleased to announce that I'll be using my own personal digital wallet for the instructional. Y'all feel free to top up my wallet for me once you hear the instructions. On the show, I'm only joking, but we do have the on-the-clock Sand Dollar Trivia giveaway this morning. Every day for the next month, we will be giving away Sand Dollars to digital wallet holders. Every week, players can win $30 in Sand Dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name, number, and wallet information. If you answer the question correctly, you'll be transferred back to the producer to confirm your information. Listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for people in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence. And the text line, powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. If you send in your answer via text, please include your wallet information in the text. Please include your wallet information in the text. Here's the first question. What is San Salvador's original indigenous name? What is San Salvador's original indigenous name? What name did San Salvador have before it was renamed San Salvador? I already got a right answer in the studio, but they are not qualified to win. Yeah. So, please, you can call in and text in 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. If you missed those numbers, you can go to Guardian 96.9's Facebook page, or you can go to guardiantalkradio.com to find the call-in numbers. Again, you have to have a digital wallet to play. And if you've already won before, you cannot win again until we start a new competition in the near future. Again, the question is, what was San Salvador's original indigenous Taino name before it became San Salvador? What was San Salvador called before it was given the name San Salvador? This answer can be found by Googling the question. But I want to remind you, this was a question, I think, on our social studies BJC test 475 years ago. It was a long, long time. Producer, I see we got a call. Good morning, caller. You calling to answer the trivia?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm ready for you.
Is the answer guana honey?
It is. Mm-hmm. The answer is guana honey. The answer is guana honey. San Salvador's original indigenous name was Guanahani. Thank you very much, caller. You've given the producer your information. I need you to go back to the producer, confirm your information, and I'll message you after the show to transfer your funds.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just want to say we have Sun Cash in the building today. If you pretend, if you don't have a wallet, but you're going to get one between now and then, we got Sun Cash in the building today. I just say it. Thank you very much, caller. To my guests, let me throw out the second question very quickly. Now, this is also another Bahamian history social studies question. Which populated, which means inhabited, which islands that people are living on, which populated Bahamian islands have indigenous or Taino names? I only need one name for a winning answer. Which Bahamian islands have indigenous? Mm-hmm. We know Arawak until we learned that it's not Arawak, it's Taino. Which islands in the Bahamas still use the original indigenous Taino names? You guys would be surprised. We call them off all the time. Again, the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for people in the Bahamas and probably on one of these islands that I'm talking about are not in New Providence. I will throw out one example for you. Abaco. Abaco. And the name was used before Abaco is Lucayonek. Lucayonek. Lucayoneque. So Abaco is one of the original names, but it was also called Lucayonek. Lucayoneque. And I found these answers in a paper by Mr. Jim Lawler. His Bahamian, well, he is, I think, now a Bahamian. He's been here so long. He taught me philosophy at COB in 1992. He is a history lecturer. He's a historian. He's written a number of books, and this is in a 2010 paper written by him. Which populated Bahamian islands have indigenous or Taino names?
So I was doing a little bit of research about, you know, some of the words that we use in our Bahamian dialect. Like, did you know that Jumbi is an Igbo word? Mm-hmm. And it was Njumbu, which means ghost or spirit in the Igbo dialect.
Wow.
And also when you chuck someone or you juck someone, that comes from chuk, which is also an Igbo word that means poke or stab.
Chuk with a C-H?
It actually is cho.
C-H-O.
Yeah. And that was kind of turned into chuk.
Yeah,
into
wow.
Stab. And obia is also an obi.
Yeah.
Is also an Igbo word, which is commonly used in folk magic, which refers to a type of plant or nut associated with divination. mm-hmm. and spiritual practices.
There you go.
So interesting. I know we're talking about Lucayan,
yeah.
but we also have a lot of other...
Indigenous,
and words that we still use today.
Yeah.
We have no idea, really.
Right,
do we?
Without a doubt. We don't know what we're saying or what we're doing. That's why I want to start a trend. Let's stop saying that D is satisfactory. That's it. All we got to do.
I wonder how you're going to segue into that.
There you go.
You did well.
Saying that D is satisfactory. Can always do better, right? We can always improve unless we're limiting ourselves and telling ourselves that we can't. Anyway, thank you, Mark. I'm gonna have some more of these trivia questions this week. I hope you guys were paying attention. You may get a pop quiz on the information Mark shared with us just now tomorrow. All right, guys, let me introduce our guests in studio. Let me have them introduce themselves. Remember, you have to speak directly into the mic. Joining me from the Central Bank Sand Dollar Adoption Unit, Ms. Chiandra Newton.
Yes, good morning, everyone. I'm Chiandra Newton. I'm an assistant manager in the currency department at the Central Bank, specifically in the Sand Dollar Adoption Unit. I lead product outreach in the unit there at the bank.
All right. Currency department?
Currency department.
You on transfer from BPL? Good morning, ma'am. Representative from SunCash this morning, please introduce yourself.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Lori Russell. I am a representative of SunCash, and I'm usually that person to assist with all of our sand dollar needs, any information that you need, and anything with all of our events upcoming that we're so excited about to do with the Central Bank.
Absolutely. Now, I hear that last name, Russell. You from Long Island?
Abaco.
You from, okay, Abaco.
Habaco.
Which is not the same as Aba Island. You gotta love the Bahamas, eh?
Or an hurricane.
Yeah, hurricane.
Hurricane season.
Man, Mr. Palmer, we come in there quickly. Big things going on in Eleuthera, man.
Yeah.
I was watching HGTV night before last and saw a housing development in James Cistern.
Yeah. Things are moving. Boy, there's a lot of money going into Eleuthera right now, but there is a housing shortage. That's a critical thing that we need to deal with.
Absolutely.
To get things moving. But they're, you know, they did a census recently, and there's, you know, we're nearly full employed, even in the south.
In Eleuthera?
Yeah. People got jobs. Anyone who wants to work has got a job.
Do you have sand dollar?
Ah, that's a, what?
In Eleuthera?
I'm sure they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got sand cash in Eleuthera, Ms. Russell?
Yes, we do.
So who are do you know who the merchants are? Because that would be interesting.
Well, I think we're going to get to that.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. We're going to have a list of merchants today. We're teaching people how. No, I got the list. Don't watch nothing. We're teaching people how to top up their digital wallets. Right? Lots of people have wallets now.
And the various ways
you can top up your wallet, so that when you find your sand dollar vendor wherever you are, you're prepared with cash in your wallet. Mm-hmm. Sand dollar is cash, right?
You can compare it. It's not cash, but you can compare it to digital cash. It's a digital version of our dollar. So to make it easier to understand, you can say it's digital cash, cash on your phone.
There you go. Cash ready to spend. Sometimes the cash in my pocket don't want to come out. It's hide, tuck away. Cash on my phone ready to go. All right, guys. So let us get the show started. On the Clock was advertising the Super Value and Solomon's rebate programs you guys had through the month of August for Solomon, and then
June and July for Super Value stores.
Yes. Yeah. How did they go?
Very well. Very well. So we started that about midway June, and we ended with actually Sawyer's in Freeport. So we had Super Value in June and July, and then August we had Solomon's and Sawyer's in Freeport.
Right, right.
And so I don't have the numbers for Sawyer's yet. We just wrapped that up. But overall, between Super Value and Solomon's, we would have topped up over 3,000 people. So it was very good.
Excellent, excellent.
Very good. And Lori, you can speak to, you know, wallets. You guys were able to, the the different wallet providers joined us for those pop-up events at the grocery stores. And so people who came who did not have a wallet
were able to get one right away.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they were able to sign up as soon as they came there, and it was a very simple, easy process, which was done seamlessly in seconds. And as soon as they got the money topped up to their Sand Dollar wallets, they were able to go directly to the cashiers and pay for their groceries and come back and get a little more after.
And like when we say it's easy to set up for a tier one wallet, all you got to do is download the app.
Mm-hmm.
Enable it and get going.
Yep. All you do is download the app. You put in your contact information, name, email, telephone number, and that's basically it. There's minimal KYC requirements for Tier 1. We'll ask for some more, of course, as you go up in levels. But for those first persons that just wanted to get started, it was very easy for them.
All right. Now, doing the Sand Dollar on the clock trivia giveaway, right, I'm interacting with customers a lot. Where can customers find information, instructionals about how to top up and how to engage other functions with their Sand Dollar wallet? Like how to send Erin Green some cash instead of her sending me cash all the time.
So we have a few instructional videos on our YouTube pages, and okay. We are updating them because we have updated our interface.
Okay.
And they can also reach out to our customer service agents who are willing and able to assist them any day, 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m.
All right.
Definitely a number of the wallet providers do have YouTube channels with how-to videos as well. And this month, we are really focused on increasing education around topping up and how to top up. And so we will be encouraging wallet providers and even our own internal team with putting out more content on how to top up.
Right. If you follow in the Sand Dollar and digital currencies, you should plug into the central bank's monthly newsletter, mm-hmm. right? So lots of information about the expansion and rollout of Sand Dollar, including that you guys have selected and sent out on the road your new ambassadors.
Yes, yes. So earlier this year, when we put out a call for individuals throughout the Bahamas, who would be interested in representing Sand Dollar and sharing information and assisting people with basic technical needs at our events and various initiatives we have going on. And so we had a number of people apply for that, and so we selected. It was about 12. I believe, and we had some training. We had the wallet providers come in, SunCash, Canoe, mm-hmm. all of the Cash and Go, Mobile Assist, all of the wallet providers came in, and they trained
Ambassador.
The ambassadors on some
so
of
So I missed the training. Is it too late for me to be an ambassador? Let me tell you why. I hear Kalika from Sawyer Boy TV is an ambassador, and I want to be an ambassador too, man.
Okay.
Is it too late?
Well, I'm pretty sure. I think for New Providence, for right now, we have closed the applications for New Providence, but definitely for the Family Islands, Grand Bahama is going to be rolling out next. We're working on that, but it's
now,
super exciting.
Now, what if I have some tech-savvy older Bahamians who want to volunteer to be ambassadors because they feel like they could reach their peers better than other ambassadors?
I love that. I love that. And definitely, again, for New Providence, I do believe it's closed at the moment, but I'm certain it will open back up. And I encourage everyone, please do follow us on social media. We do have posted there when we have the application open. Just go ahead and apply once it is open.
All right. So there's a new rebate program coming up?
Yeah, so we have an online rebate. So the first part of our program was getting your wallet, right?
Yeah.
Downloading your wallet. You've got it. You've experienced it in the store because we were there topping you up. And so now what we want people to do is we want people to top up on their own. And what we want you to do is we want you to spend $50 or more at either Super Value, Solomon's, Fresh Market stores, or Sawyer's. And that's Solomon's in both New Providence and Grand Bahama. And so shop there, top up your wallet, spend $50 or more, and then you can go online to sanddollar.bs/rebate And then you can apply. It's just a little short form. You can go on there and you can apply for up to $25 back. So between $50 to $99.99, you get back $10. And then if you spend $100 or more, you get back $25.
So I was going to spend the money anyway. I was going to buy groceries anyway.
Right.
I ain't going to tell my children that. Tell us so, a special treat.
So I see Erin's look on her face. What's the catch?
Well,
did I can spend a whole $50? I didn't tell these children I ain't spending no $50 in the store, but it's waited.
The whole objective is to get people familiar with topping up and using it. Because, again, with the event that we had before, we were topping people up on their wallets. But now, you know, people still don't know how to top up. They have their wallet. And so now with this sort of promotion, we want people learning how to top up on their own. And so before they get into the store, they can top up. They shop, again, spend $50 or more, go online, and get your rebate, get back some sand dollars.
And this rebate program is going to go on from the...
So it starts Friday, September 15th, and it ends October 15th.
Okay, now let's go through the steps again. The website that I'm going to go to online to...
Yes, once you've shopped, so what you want to do, save your receipt.
Okay, bang.
Okay, save your receipt,
take
and
a
you
want to
take
it?
A picture of that. Have that in your gallery. In your phone. Mm-hmm. You also want to take a screenshot of the sand dollar transaction in your wallet. So with the screenshot, that's typically where you're just holding down the power button
and the volume
at the same time.
Yeah.
You hold that down at the same time and you take a screenshot just so that we see that proof of that sand dollar transaction along with the receipt. So you're going to take that and you're going to just go online to sanddollar.bs/rebate, R-E, B as in boy, A as in apple, T as in Tom, E as in Edward. And then you're just going to fill out the information there. That form is going to be live on Friday. It's not live now, but it'll be live on Friday once the promotion starts. You're just going to enter your name, your wallet address. Now, for the trivia, the giveaways that you've been doing, one of the things that you have to provide Erin with, right, is your wallet address. And so it's important. In your wallet, Suncash, can you talk a little bit about the wallet address? How do they know what, for Suncash users,
Open up my phone, mm-hmm. how do I identify my wallet address? So when Ms. Green calls me and says, hey, I need your wallet address so I could give you this $30, how do I identify that?
So persons will be able to go into their Suncash wallet or, of course, any Sand Dollar wallet at that, and it would only be that abbreviation plus their telephone number at sanddollar.bs. It's inside your app. If you load it, you'll see Sun plus, let's say, Erin's number is 1242-1234-5678.
Miss, I'm opening up my Suncash wallet right now while we're speaking. So I'm going to open it up. I'm going to put in my passcode because you do have security on your... Sand dollar wallet.
Mm-hmm. There
we go.
So there are security features, yes. And once you get inside there, you'll be able to click load sand dollars.
Load funds, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there you go. Load funds. Load via card, PayPal, or bank. Load via sand dollar. Load via voucher.
You got it.
Load via cash out code or load via bank top up. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you could click load via sand dollar for me.
Okay.
And I should have your address up there.
You're going to send me...
I got to send you a few dollars.
I mean, you don't have to, but we'd appreciate it. Okay, so I got another phone.
Similarly, so I know for Suncash, it's always sun plus 1242 and whatever phone number that is that's registered to the wallet at sanddollar.bs. So anytime you want somebody to send you money remotely, whether they're in a different island or they're in a different house, you know, a different room, you know, you just give them your sanddollar address. It's sun plus 1242, the phone number of that device at sanddollar.bs. And then the same thing is for even Canoe. Canoe is the same.
Right.
Canoe. It's Canoe plus 1242, the phone number of the registered device, at sanddollar.bs. For those Island Pay users, right within the app, Theirs is a little different. If you tap on the sand dollar balance in your Island Pay wallet, right underneath the QR code is your wallet address. It starts with like IP and then it's some digits at sanddollar.bs. So you're going to enter your wallet address in that form online, and then you will just click submit, and then within 24 hours or so, you should have your rebate depending on the amount. Again, any under $100, you have to spend a minimum of $50. Under $100 is $10 back, and then anything $100 or more, you get back $25.
All right. Now, let me test. First of all, the transfer was successful.
Okay, great.
Right? SunCash is top you up in five. When I was a children, if you get dollar, you're lucky. I get top up and I can send it right back to you after the show, ma'am. Don't watch nothing. Okay, I want to walk through this to make sure I'm doing it properly. I want to identify, because I ask users, winners, to do this all the time. Mm-hmm. I need to find my wallet address so I can give it to the person who wants to send me the funds, mm-hmm. right? On SunCash, on your main page, at the top left of the page, there's an icon of like a human, mm-hmm. right? It almost looks like a chess piece. I click on that, and when I click on that, a page comes up, and it shows the name that I registered mm-hmm. on the app.
Your personal details.
Erin Initial Green, and then it says suncash.me/on the clock, right? And so my wallet address is on the clock at sanddollar.bs?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay, so my custom name is on the clock.
Yes.
Right. My custom name is on the clock. So when I go to send funds, I can put in on the clock and they add the @sanddollar.bs and I send the money that way.
Well, I know for SunCash users, it's always that Sun plus 1242, the phone
right,
number
that's the easiest.
@sanddollar.bs. That's I know if you're sending from a, and Laurie, you can correct me, from SunCash
Don't send any money to that wallet though, ma'am.
This one isn't yours.
I mean, that's the show's phone. So technically, whatever goes on this phone, I have to give away to other people. Don't send it to that phone.
Yeah, I think there's other ways that they have for when you're doing like from one SunCash to another
right,
SunCash user. You can, there's other ways, right, Laurie?
Yeah, so when you go into the SunCash app, right, and you want to send funds to someone, mm-hmm. you will press the send button. The send button is right under the balance. There's mm-hmm. a big white block, and it has the amount of money in your wallet. It shows you right when you open up your wallet. I like that very much. At the bank, you got to stand online, then you got to be polite to the teller and ask to see how much money you have. When you open up your wallet, you know right away how much money is in your account. In right under the balance is an arrow and a circle that says send. You hit send. Mm-hmm. And then pops up, you can send via SunCash or you could send via
SanDollar
Central Bank. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. So let's get back to topping up.
Yes. So there are four main ways you can top up and add funds. Let's talk a little bit, but I'll split it up in two. So
right.
for those who have a bank account, and then for those who don't have a bank account, and again, SanDollar, it's inclusive. It's for everyone. So for those who do have a bank account, one way that we are particularly excited about and we do encourage is the ACH top up. And what that is, it's just like a bank transfer. The same way someone, you want to send some funds from your bank account to somebody else's bank account, you would get that person, the recipient's account number, their bank and branch information, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with ACH top up, your wallet has its own account number. The bank is Central Bank and the branch is SanDollar. And so right within the SunCash app, and SunCash is actually the only app at this time that has this feature integrated into their wallet. If you go in the SunCash app, mm-hmm. Laura, you want to walk us through how to do the bank top up?
For sure. So once you get into your SunCash app, I don't know if Erin wants to pull up her app to see if we can ACH some money to that.
Okay. Say no more, say less.
And we could call it bank top, but I like how you simplify the word right. wording in the Sun Cash.
So I have my Sun Cash app open. I'm looking at my main page with the balance on it.
Yes. Once you get in there, you select the load funds icon.
Yes.
And at the bottom of those options, you'll see bank top up.
I'm going to press bank top up. Okay, press bank top up.
And on that page, you'll see that the bank is Central Bank, just like Shiandra would have mentioned, and the branch is Sand Dollar, and you have your own custom account number. You're able to click on that number to simply copy it, and you go into your online banking, and you send the funds directly to that.
Okay.
Right, so if you know you go into the grocery store that evening,
yes.
that morning, go into your online banking. Again, you have your account number right here. The bank is Central Bank and the branch is Sand Dollar. And you could send, whatever amount you want to use at the grocery store that evening. You send that to your wallet and it's there.
Listen, go on.
And we'd love to mention that ACH, those bank top-ups, are free.
No yes. fees
there
attached.
There are no fees attached to those whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Persons can just go right into their account and send the funds over. Like she would have mentioned, I would typically do it in the morning mm-hmm. because it's not done instantly. However, it is done in one business day. So if you do it in the morning, you have more chances of it being there by the afternoon, let's say by after 12. If you do it in the evening, you should see it by the following morning if it's a business day.
Okay. I don't understand why y'all don't love this. Some of y'all have children. Children love cash. When I go to the food store, first of all, I want to be able to say to my children, now listen, I don't have any cash on me. I sand dollar in this today. And I got a limit, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't, children be like, oh, mommy, I could have some money. And you don't have to lie to your children anymore. You could say, oh, my loves, I'm so sorry. I forgot to get cash at the ATM mm-hmm. this weekend. I'm so sorry. This time you could spend, you could continue your weekend shopping because you got all of your cash on your digital wallet
mm-hmm.
As opposed to in your pocket with all of the children's security risks. Around.
And the beautiful thing about those remote payments with the wallet address,
yeah.
let's say you send your child out to the store and you forgot to include something on your list and you just remembered. And so now you could say, oh, pick up that extra, I don't know, carton of eggs, and you can just send them funds from your wallet to their wallet, instantly. And it's received when you go from wallet to wallet, it's instant. And there's no cost.
So
they could be right there at the grocery yeah. store and they get that money instantly at the cash register.
And let's also talk about the convenience of all of this.
Hold on.
You don't have to go to the ATM.
Right.
You don't have to waste gas driving to those places. You don't have to waste as much time as you normally do making multiple stops. You can go directly to the grocery store with those Sand Dollars and pay the cashier.
Right. And so even if Sand Dollar is not your main method of payment, if this is not your main mode of transaction, it becomes convenient when things are out of whack. I thought I had 2 extra hours in my day. The workmen took longer to get here or they took longer to leave. I can't get to the bank. I can't do this. But now I can because I have a method of transferring funds that doesn't require me to leave home. I also wanted to say, dear children, look at what Sand Dollar provides for you. You know when your parents send you out on an errand and they tell you they can give you the money when you come back? Now you don't have to rely on that. You could say, Mom, you could just transfer that. You don't have to go to the ATM. You could just transfer that to my wallet. Be good.
And you know, one of the frustrating things, I would say, even just this past weekend, I was on the fast food line of a fast food restaurant and got there. Again, placed my order, and then this particular fast food restaurant has where the people outside, where they come and they collect the funds outside your
yeah.
car window. And so the person said, oh, I gave them, I handed my card, and they said, oh, they didn't tell you the card machine was down. And so I often, at least, I would say at least 2 to 3 times per mm-hmm. month, at the very minimum, I've walked into a place and the card machine was down.
Yeah.
And someone like me who doesn't carry cash, the inconvenience of now having to go get cash from the ATM. So, as long as the merchant is accepting Sand Dollar, no problem. Okay, now I can pay with my Sand Dollars. So it's always it's always good to have some Sand Dollars handy
yeah.
in your wallet.
You just never know.
Right.
Okay, let's get back to the
ways
of topping up. Mm-hmm. So for the bank, we have an option now where you can send money online to your digital wallet from your own account,
mm-hmm.
right? What are the other options for the bank, people who have bank accounts?
Sun Cash, you want to talk about often?
If you have a bank account, you have the options of loading via card, or you can do the ACH banking method.
Okay.
We have a number of other methods, whether you have a bank account or you are one of the underbanked persons. Persons can load at our SunCash stores with our agents using those vouchers, any of those kiosks you may see around town, or even anywhere in the Family Islands. There are over 100 kiosks nationwide between our Mobile Go, Quick Pay, and Fast Pay kiosks.
Hold on, say that number again.
Over 100.
100 kiosks. Mobile kiosks.
Where persons can load their SanDollar, their SunCash wallets.
Where can I find that list? Can I just search online SunCash kiosks?
So we don't have that list updated as yet. We are updating them because we actually just launched a few new kiosks within the Family Islands. We have our FastPay kiosk, which we kind of call a bank in the box, but it has a ton of other features. Persons can load, withdraw, and send SanDollars directly from those kiosks and send funds to their bank accounts and a ton of other features.
Wow.
Right. So again, for those who may not have a bank account, you have, and this is with quite a number of the wallet providers, you do have where they have a physical location. So SunCash has their physical branches.
Right behind Wendy's on East Street and Wolf Road is the main branch, right? And I know that there is a mobile station, right? So it's not a standalone operation, but it sits inside DC Technology in Palmdale.
Yes, there are 6 locations in Nassau, but we actually have over 35 locations nationwide within the entire Bahamas.
Right. And so also Omni has their locations.
Yeah.
Cash and Go, they have their physical. So any Omni you can walk into, Cash and Go.
Money Max.
Money Max has physical locations
Island,
as well.
Is Island Pay?
No. Now, Island Pay and Canoe, what they have are agents. So a lot of them are building out their network. So for example, Super Value is a Canoe agent. So you can walk into a Super Value and you can top up your Canoe wallet right there at the Super Value counter.
Okay.
They are cash register. So it's physical locations.
Kiosks.
Laurie mentioned kiosks.
And
then just so that they recognize those kiosks, Laurie, for SunCash, it's the Quick Pay.
Quick Pay, Mobile Go, and Fast Pay.
Yes. So the Quick Pay, and I've seen them all over, like Esso in front of Island Luck.
Harbor Bay, Solomon's Harbor Bay.
Island Pay also has their kiosks. I believe I've seen a couple of Omni kiosks as well. So what I would encourage wallet users out there is go to your wallet provider's website or go to their physical branch or their social media and look to see where their locations are. Look to see where they have their kiosks. Mm-hmm. But these mechanisms of topping up are available.
Caller, hold on. I'm coming to you right now. Ms. Russell?
And to touch on one more thing, the beauty of SanDollar, it doesn't matter which SanDollar neighbor wallet you have. You can go to any store. I can go to an Omni or a Cash and Go location and load my SunCash SanDollar wallet. So we all work together. And that's the beauty of having all of this.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We can get back to that. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron. You need more than an hour for this.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, we like to go to Walmart. I didn't see any SanDollar machines where I could pay for SanDollar in Walmart. Are you going to eventually get that into Walmart? Because that's where Bahamians go first.
Okay.
That's one question. But before you answer that, can I just give you my questions or are you going to answer one at a time?
Give me the questions.
Okay. Walmart is one. I'm concerned about the maximum amount you can have in your wallet. I don't know what that limit is. And then I'm also concerned about the two-step verification process when I do use the SanDollar, where, like with Bitcoin, you have a hash number and you have, you know, keys and so forth. How secure is it, a two-step verification? Because you're saying that from wallet to wallet is instant. With Bitcoin, I could send you $1 million and only cost me $1. How much it cost me to send you money? And could you go to the ATM and get that money if you can have a link from your wallet to the ATM? You got my questions?
Yes, I got you.
Okay.
And so the questions are...
Let's take one at a time.
Right. The Walmart one is, will Walmart eventually... will SanDollar eventually be accessible or usable outside of the Bahamas?
So SanDollar is the digital version of the Bahamian dollar.
Right.
So the same way you cannot walk into Walmart and take Bahamian dollars and pay Walmart with Bahamian dollars. You cannot pay Walmart with sand dollars.
No. So here's a question. I'm in the States. I know I can't use sand dollars at Walmart, right? Mm-hmm. But I've run out of physical cash.
Okay.
I don't want to use my cards, whatever reason. Maybe I'm making another stop. But I got like $1,000 on my sand dollar account.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way to go to a bank and say to the bank, can you access these digital Bahamian dollars and convert them to U.S. dollars?
I know some wallet providers have some various solutions
options
for things,
yeah.
So I'll let SunCash speak to that.
Okay.
Okay, so what we are launching is one of our Visa cards that are sand dollar enabled. So you would be able to actually convert those sand dollars that you have inside your sand dollar enabled wallet to be usable on your Visa card. The same way you may use, let's say, like a Commonwealth Bank card, your debit card to shop abroad. You'll be able to convert your sand dollars through those transactions also.
There you go, caller. Question number one answered. Eventually, and SunCash is already in the process of launching this feature. Okay, second question. Let's identify the minimum and maximum limits for tier one, tier two, and merchant wallets.
Right. So there are three tiers of wallets. Laurie would have mentioned it earlier, just to kind of enter into the sand dollar space. You have that basic tier one wallet, which is just download the app, enter your name, email address. That holds a maximum of $500 at any given one time.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't, Laurie mentioned, that doesn't require any what's called KYC documents. That's like, you know, your identification.
Right.
And then you have tier two. Tier two does require some KYC. Because with that wallet, you can link that to a bank account. That wallet can hold up to $8,000 at any given one time.
Right.
And then you have the tier three, which is more for the merchants, the business wallet. And so that wallet can hold up to $1 million at any given one time. And you will have to provide business license and that sort of thing. We do have a number, and Laurie can speak to this. We do have a lot of small business owners on the Tier 2 wallet. All they're doing is, you know, providing their ID, and now they have a wallet that can hold up to $8,000 and that can be linked to a bank account. But of course, if you have larger sales and that sort of thing, you can go for the Tier 3, which does require you to submit your bank account. As far as that other question, in terms of the cost, I think he asked about the cost of sending.
Right, there are no fees attached.
There's no fees from sending wallet to wallet, as long as it's a tier one and tier two wallet. There's no fees attached
right.
to any
but
of those.
But once you hit merchant status.
Now, if you're a merchant, the sender doesn't incur any fees, but the receiver, the merchant, will incur some fees, and that depends on which wallet provider you use. I know, Laura, you could speak to SunCash's merchant transaction fee for that Tier 3 wallet.
Our merchant transaction fee would only be 1%, which is, of course, very minimal. But if you are a small business, we do encourage you just to use the Tier 2 wallet, seeing that you will be transacting in such a smaller volume.
Okay. A quick question. My Tier 1 wallet is a minimum of
$500,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I got $200 in the wallet. I'm about to spend it, right? But I just haven't hit the road yet. And I'm expecting a transfer into the wallet. So I'm expecting a transfer of $400. I still got $200 sitting in my wallet. Will it enable the transfer, even though it knows that once it makes the transfer, it'll be over the limit?
You know, someone asked me this question, and I was supposed to get the answer to this. What I'm going to do is, we do have some frequently asked questions
right.
coming out and that are going to be online, and I will be sure to include this. I want to give the correct answer and actually what happens.
Right, because I think it happened
but
to me.
That's a very good question, yeah, and I was supposed to get that answer.
I think it happened to me, and I'm not quite sure. Like, I got some messages, but I'm not quite sure why I got the messages, right? And so I was troubleshooting, and I say, hold on, maybe I can't get into my account because, in fact, it asked me to verify my ID information because it had too much money in it.
Yeah.
And I think it thought, okay, you're trying to go to a tier two, but I need you to input some information before we could advance the account.
Yeah, in terms of what happened, I will have to clarify that, but one thing... that's great, is that when monies are sent, you do have like a transaction ID and a reference ID. So all is not lost. If it doesn't, you can always go to your wallet provider and say, I received funds. This is the reference ID for those funds. And they can track that. And then
and this is a beautiful thing,
those funds back,
because it cuts down on conflict with interpersonal money lending and borrowing. you know, people say, I paid you. And then you could say, but listen, you could look at the transaction record. If you sent the money, it didn't come to this account.
And when they are paid, they're paid instantly. So you don't have to worry about, oh, well, maybe I'll see it tomorrow or I never saw it. You get an instant notification the minute transactions are received and sent. And like Shiandra would have mentioned, there are transaction IDs and reference numbers that you can always go back and track and make sure that that person would have received those funds.
Absolutely. I like it.
I have a question for Suncash. So, you know, some of us... sell on eBay, right? You sell a jacket or something and you got $50 sitting in your account. Is there a way I could get that into, now that you're launching a debit card, would I be able to top up my wallet from PayPal?
So we are actually working on that. Aaron would have mentioned that there is a PayPal option. We're just updating that, but we do have the PayPal feature available. And we are looking to bring on also Apple Pay and Google Pay and all of the frequently used payment methods abroad.
I have a text here that says, hey, I have a bank card. Why would I want to transfer monies to a Sand Dollar account to shop? It's a duplication of efforts. And so I just want to reiterate, right? So you have a bank card and you're comfortable with that as your primary means or method of payment. That's great. One of the primary focus of Sand Dollar is to provide a solution for people who are unbanked, who don't have bank cards, and it's unlikely that they will get a bank card, right? And so I appreciate the suggestion that it's a duplication of efforts, right? Primarily, I feel, for people who need an alternate banking solution. But it's great. It's always great to have alternatives. It's always great to have a backup. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What if your card gets crushed? It drop out your hand and the car roll over it.
Or if you're like KFC.
I just want to give a couple of scenarios here. You have a lot of small businesses who, one, aren't able to accept credit and debit card payments. This is your way of now being able to transact. Like, for example, where I work, there's a lady who has a hot dog stand.
Yeah.
She loses money every day because people are walking by and don't necessarily have cash on them.
Now she
accepts Sand Dollar, and the person who doesn't carry cash can go. They have their card linked to their wallet, or they've transferred funds from their card or from their bank account to their wallet, and they can transact. So the same way you would have your debit card and you would have a little cash on you, have a little Sand Dollars on you. So in those instances where you're not able to use your debit card, the card machine is down, you're in some place that doesn't look safe that you wouldn't want to give your card information over to. And because the next thing you know, you see transactions happening in Texas that you have no idea. And now you have to dispute it with the bank. And that's happened to me a number of times. So now you can just, you know, safely use your Sand Dollars. So it's an alternative. This is not a replacement. This is in addition to having your debit card.
Absolutely. Okay, Ms. Russell, and then we're going to run down this list in our last 2 minutes.
And to touch on that, the Sand Dollar is usually a cheaper alternative. So for a small business, you're only paying 1% more than likely for those merchant transactions.
Yeah.
I know persons with credit card terminals, they normally pay much more in that. So they lose more of their revenue.
Yeah.
For the typical consumer who has a Sand Dollar wallet, they won't be paying anything. Sand Dollar transactions, person to person, are free.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and you don't have to make change with Sand Dollars. You can send the exact amount. You don't have to worry about breaking down those bills or counterfeit money, any of that.
No, this is awesome.
And then instant payment. Again, think of somebody who's in another island that you need to send funds to. You have this culture of selling on Facebook now. Yeah. People selling dresses, selling all kind of things. Instagram. And so they have customers, Instagram, they have customers. All this opens up your customer base and you get those monies quickly.
Absolutely.
Like immediately. What's the order on the phone? What's the amount? How much? $75. Okay, just send. Oh, I received it. Thank you. End of order.
Same
and
phone
that's
call.
It.
Okay,
same
now, as we end the show, we got an event coming up at the end of September, September 29th and 30th, at the Mall at Marathon, another rebate program.
So what we're doing is we are, again, we're trying to get people educated and experiencing and getting people to top up. So we have an event on the 29th and 30th. At the mall. This is the mall's anniversary. They have a lot going on happening in the mall.
Yeah, yeah.
So we will be there with SunCash and Omni. And so what we're saying is that show us that you've topped up within the last 30 days, topped up at least. Show us that you've topped up. Bring your wallet. Show us where you've topped up at least $20 within the last 30 days, and we will give you a free $20 top up. We also have a little small rebate where when we have a few merchants and we have some coming on stream now in the mall. When you spend at least $10 at one of the participating mall merchants, you bring your receipt to our table there in the center court and we will give you $10 back. So that's what we're doing. So again, encouraging people to get in the habit of just topping up and putting sand dollars in their wallets.
Absolutely. I will be there. I will be there putting sand dollars in my wallet. Okay. September 29th and 30th at the Mall at Marathon. Here is the website. Here is the a website that hosts the merchant list. So you can see a list of vendors that are already accepting sand dollars, and you will go to sanddollar.bs/merchant list. sanddollar.bs/merchant list. I'm going to list off some of the newest sand dollar vendors. AID Bahamas on Wolf Road.
Yeah, just their Wolf Road location.
Yeah.
So they're starting out and testing it in their Wolf Road. So I encourage you, go out to that Wolf Road location and use your sand dollars.
Look here, tomorrow, Bayside Service Station, Cartwright's Long Island. If you're in Long Island and you're using sand dollar, I need you to call us tomorrow, 242. You could call these other people and tell them on the radio station. They ain't gonna mind you calling. 242-300-5720, toll-free for people in the family islands. Hillside Food Supply, Salt Pond, Long Island. Sawyer's Fresh Market, Freeport, Grand Bahama. Yep, Bahamas, that's YEP, Bahamas, New Providence. Again, sanddollar.bs/merchant list to find a list of all of the new vendors.
And also, if you are in Harbor Island, we have the Parkview Convenience Store. You can also pay with sand dollars there.
Parkview Convenience Store
in
Harbor Island.
Mm-hmm.
is accepting sand dollars. Now, quickly, 18th to 22nd of September, you're going to be in Abaco.
Yes.
And then 25th to 28th, you're going to be in North and Central Andres with rebate incentives, educational meetings, and you're going to be speaking to merchants and encouraging more merchants
and
to get
community.
On board.
And the community. So we will be holding community events. In Green Turtle Key and in Murphytown as well. So go to our Facebook page, our Instagram, social media. We have all of those dates and everything there. We will be there connecting with the community, educating the community as well.
Absolutely. So guys, here we know, online rebate program.
sanddollar.bs/rebate. The form will go live on Friday. So for those who are going to be doing their grocery shopping this weekend, let's fill up those wallets with some sand dollars.
Absolutely. 29th and 30th of September, sand dollars helping the Mall at Marathon celebrate a big anniversary. There'll be there two rebate programs. If you spend 20 or more in the last...
You top up.
If you top up.
If you show us that you've topped up within the last 30 days.
And it'll be right in your transaction record.
It'll be right in your transaction. Just come to our table and we'll give you a free $20 top up. And then once we're going to have a list of participating merchants, once you spend at least $10 with one of those merchants, we'll give you $10 back. Mm-hmm. Now, that's
the people who sell the pretzels, I hope you all understand all enable vendors, buddy. I hope you all understand all enable. Okay, guys, we're all out of time. We've had two winners for our trivia questions for the day. I don't like repeating questions, so Mr. Producer, play that music as we go. Let me give you all the answer to which populated Bahamian islands have indigenous names still. Inagua, mm-hmm. Bimini, mm-hmm. Grand Bahama, Mayaguana, Samanaki. All the Guanakees, it's about 80 y'all, Guanakee, again, Abaco, Exuma. There may be more, but that's what I have on my list today. It's pop quiz time. Oh, not only cheering in school. Miss Newton, Miss Russell, Sun Cash, Central Bank of the Bahamas, thank you for joining us. We're going to continue this conversation. Sun Cash, you got to come down more often. She too busy at Central Bank working hard, but you could come down more. I know you're working hard too. Come down more often. Let's talk to the customers. Let's talk to the wallet users about the exciting things that they could do while they're hiding their money from their children in their digital sand dollar wallet. I love it. I love it. I love it. Have a great day, Bahamas. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Murray is up next. Thank you.